Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and he, God, shall bless your bread and your water. And he, God, will take sickness away from the midst of your body. And he, God, will ensure there is none that cast their young among those that serve him, nor be barren in the land. And he, God, has vowed to fulfill the number of your days. That's how profitable. It has no match in the world. Serving God and the interests of his kingdom has no match in return. There is no match. There is no job position under heaven, including presidency of a nation, that guarantees removal of sickness from your body and then fruitfulness and then freedom from miscarriage or dry seasons in our pursuit in life and fulfillment of the number of our days. Now, there is nowhere you find that. That's how incomparably profitable serving God is. If they obey and serve him, Job 36 verse 11, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. You know that's not obtainable in any other form of service. Your days in prosperity and plus your years in pleasures. Some people have something they call prosperity, but they are perpetually under pressure. Perpetually under pressure. Gasping for breath. What a prosperity. That means serving me guarantees pressure-free prosperity. Praise God. You live your life in peace. You are at peace with God, at peace with yourself. You are contented. You are satisfied with Jesus. Now, you cannot serve two masters, he said in Matthew 6, 24. And then in verse 33, but serve ye first. The word seek, you can draw it from that 24. He serve. Serve God and the interest of his kingdom and all these things listed all through that 24 to 31 shall be added to you. What to eat, what to drink, wherewith to clothe yourself shall be added to you. And glory heavier than which that was given to Solomon shall be added to you. So, praise God. That's how profitable. So it's important to learn what it takes for our stewardship to deliver its ultimate purpose. And as the Lord lives, what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, which is packaged into our stewardship in the kingdom will be made manifest in the life of each one of us this year. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. That's how profitable serving God is. I knew I had hit the jackpot of life in 1976 when I found Matthew 6:33. I called it that day, not the following day, the jackpot of life. This is the key that people have been looking for. They don't know where it is. And all these things, including a dimension of glory heavier than what Solomon experienced, shall be added to you. Not just what to eat, what to drink. Just be a blessing to your word as you serve me. A number of us are at various stages in that realm, but we are changing level this year. Yeah. An average winner is a blessing to somebody, somewhere, somehow, by virtue of the word of God at work in us. Someone is a blessing to one person today, you'll be a blessing to 10 people tomorrow. Yeah. And then you're a blessing to 10 today, you'll be a blessing to 100 tomorrow. Yeah. You're a blessing to 100 today, you will be a blessing to 1,000 next tomorrow. Yeah. Until nations begin to get blessed through you. Yeah. These are all the unbelievable, incredible returns that accrue to us in serving God and the interests of his kingdom. And you discover all the testimonies I've been hearing, they are all pointers to the unbelievable thing that comes. I mean, well, get ready. By the end of this month, you will need to be ready to tender your resignation because you are not productive. Okay, I know how to be productive. Let me carry the kingdom on my head and in my heart. And so, even in the office where they are going to sack him, he was praying kingdom advancement prayer. And then, a Chinese company, whatever it means, but a Chinese company. No one ever closed any deal with them, but God closed it. How did you get this close without me? Ah, no, it's God at work. God and you are not the same level. It's God at work. Thou shalt serve, he shall bless. He just switched on. You know, no matter how intelligent you are, if you don't have the right key to a door, it won't open. Even if you're a professor of door technology, amen. And you don't have the right key to the door. Eh? You just be speaking grammar. The door won't open. The door will not open. Your car looks so simple outside. Just lose the key. You know how powerful your car is. It won't answer you. You say, car, listen, I bought with my money. He said, I don't hear that. Do you have the key? You won't enter this thing. I imported you myself. Even if you deported me, you won't enter this without the key. You know that when you lose your car key, particularly when you are outside, your temperature rises. If they measure your blood pressure, God forbid. particularly if everybody else has left that event that you went. So you and your car, you just settle down there. You know, you say, finally we'll settle you. You just settle down. You can't go anywhere because of one tiny key. If you are going to buy that key from somewhere, they're going to make it for you. The cost is insignificant compared with the cost of the car, but the car won't answer without it. The car will not answer without it. Very quickly, two things that we must recognize if our service must deliver maximum returns is that our service must be love motivated. It must be love motivated. We are serving him and the interest of his kingdom because we love him. Because we love him. Everything that works in the kingdom has its root in love. For instance, faith works by love. For instance, revelation opens up by love. You are my friend, so I will tell you everything that my father has told me. Prayer works by love. If you, I mean, you do, forgive people, and then God will forgive you, and then your prayer will be answered. Now, giving works by love. If you offer your body to be burnt and you have no love, it profits you nothing. Now, everything, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and verse 1 to 13, I mean, you see how powerful love is. Though I part with all my goods to feed the poor, and it's just for me to be seen, I even offer my body to be burned to show how committed I am so that people can applaud me. And I have no charity. It profits me nothing. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 3. So love is a requirement for our stewardship to be profitable. Paul, a most profitable steward, said, who shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? He listed all the things that can scare people and make them turn their back on God. He said, yea, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. And you remember his story, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? You remember his story, the gods have come down to us in the likeness of man. You remember his testimony, when they watched for him to be swollen and fall down and die, and he didn't, they changed their mind that he's a God. Praise God. Okay? A most profitable servant of God because of a large heart for him. For me to live is Christ, he said, and to die is gain. So it's the depth of our love that determines our level of returns in stewardship. Now we saw David, a blessing to generations. Jesus came from his lineage. Have mercy on me, Jesus, thou son of David. And then the anointing erupts. A man after God's own heart. Hear what he said. I make covenant with my eyes that I will not give sleep to my eyes nor slumber to my eyelids until I find a place, an habitation for the Lord God of hosts. Psalm 132 and verse 1 to 4. Now, that's the kind of man. His heart was after God, so his services were profitable. Now, because of my affection for the house of my God, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3. I've given all out of my good, my proper good. So his giving was out of his affection for his God. And today Jesus is still holding a key in heaven that is called the key of David. Amen. How profitable is determined by the depth of love behind our engagement, not the love for things that come out of it, but the love for God that can't fail, covenant-keeping God. So, because of his affection, he says, in thy power to make great, so he became great through stewardship. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians 29 and verse 3. Now because of my affection. Now verse 12. It is in thy power to make great. In thy power to make great. So he makes great people who serve him by reason of their love for him. Finally, we must serve God righteously. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28. The word says, wherefore we receive in a kingdom that cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Whereby we may serve God acceptably. We need to serve him acceptably before our service can be profitable. How? With fear, with reverence and godly fear. With reverence and godly fear. Ananias and Sapphira offered an offering and sealed with a lie. And their offering was rejected and a curse came in the place of a blessing. Let us have grace that we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. With reverence and godly fear. Gehazi, with all the potential in heaven to carry the double of the spirit upon Elisha, lost it because of lack of reverence and godly fear. His service was not acceptable, and he was turned to a leper. Because he ran greedily after unrighteous gain. Let us have grace that we may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. In closing, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 to 21, the Bible says, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity." But we know in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but of wood, of earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. If any man purges himself of all these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and made for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. We must strive to be listed among the golden vessels by serving God with reverence and godly fear. Serving God with reverence and godly fear. Lord, don't you know that we perform wonders on the street? I know ye not, ye that walk iniquity. Let's put our heart right and serve God and His kingdom with reverence and godly fear. We're in the golden age of the church, and only golden vessels will make the most of it. Let's purge ourselves of everything that defies and walk straight with God. God has vowed to make this year your year and my year of breaking limits. And he has proved it by granting us breaking limit kind of testimonies as a church. As a church. That in spite of the lockdown uproar in the land, the church is planting thousands of churches as God opens the door. In the same vein, what nobody can imagine in a year like this in your life will happen. And his name only shall be glorified. But every change of level is a product of stewardship. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Have thou now authority over 10 cities. It changes our levels through our faithful stewardship. Luke 19, 17 to 19. So you can't change level, I can't change level without serving him acceptably, which will make my service profitable as he keeps changing our levels by grace. Stand to your feet. Amen. Let us have grace. Let's pray for grace right now. Grace to keep serving him in love. Grace to keep serving God with reverence and godly fear. Let's receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Now speak to the day. It's your day. Today is your day. No evil is permitted in your environment. There shall be no evil report coming the way of anyone. Lift up your two hands and speak to the day. It's my day. I'm going to serve God with all my heart. That daughter of Zion stood there, serving God with every opportunity, and Jesus opened the heavens, showed her favor. She was decorated in the place where she was going to be humiliated. God has not changed. Speak to the day. Your stewardship shall ever be acceptable and shall remain profitable. Speak to the day. Your going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. Speak to the day. The light that has come your way will never be turned to darkness. Speak to the day for grace to maximize the blessings you have heard. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Wednesday. We're waiting on the Lord today. We're having a great time in the evening. Come prepared in the name of Jesus. All our zonal centers across Ogun State are open for that service. And all the WSF centers across Lagos are open for that service. Jesus is Lord. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your hands, give God thanks, give Him praise, give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him adoration, celebrate Him. He's worthy of all the praise, He's worthy of all the glory. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Give Him all the praise and all the glory. Father, we thank You. We bless Your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Is my year of breaking limits? Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.